Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Joining us now is former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Chris, thank you for joining us this evening.
Great to be with you, John.
So, you know, didn't we just do this? I asked you this question a week ago. You couldn't tell me when we were in Manhattan. You just had to make me wait.
I did. But, I wanted to tell you now, John, and get back on the show. And
yeah, I see how you just wanted to, double dip. I see how. In your announcement, you said states' attorney generals, and I'm quoting here, are the last line of defense against unconstitutional overreach by the Biden administration. I agree with 100% of that. That seems to be your primary motivation for running, is just because, I mean, we're already seeing too much out of the Biden administration, and I think if we don't have states' attorney generals that are going to stand up, we're already losing. I assume that was really what prompted this, right?
You know, it is. And, you know, if 4 years ago you'd asked me, Chris, do you think you'll run for attorney general in 4 years? I probably would have said, I don't know, but I doubt it. And the reason is that I think we all assumed President Trump would be remaining in the White House and that he would win the election, re-election. But now we find ourselves, conservatives and constitutionalists, on the defensive. And the Biden administration is moving so aggressively against our Second Amendment rights, to federalize and nationalize elections, against so many things, so many of our freedoms, that, and then, of course, against capitalism and against fossil fuels, you name it, that I feel like we have to fight back. And as that quote mentions, the attorneys general of the states are really the most important players on the chessboard right now, if you will. A governor can protest and say, you know, get on TV and say, I wish the president weren't doing this, but the governor doesn't have the ability to stop President Biden and his administration, which is just a freight train careening to the left. Similarly, because Republicans don't control a majority in either House and Congress, Republicans in Congress are kind of, I won't say powerless, but they're very limited in what they can do to stop the Biden administration. And so the attorneys general, however, have the ability to bring lawsuits to stop unconstitutional actions, stop executive orders that conflict with federal law. And there are many actions and orders of the Biden administration that have not yet been challenged in court, and they should be challenged in court. If you look at the landscape right now, John, the the attorneys general of Texas and Louisiana are leading the charge, bringing most of the lawsuits, and it's only a handful. But others are signing on, and it's easy to sign on. And if you're a red state, say, yeah, we'll add our name to it. But we need more states that are willing to take the lead and do the work, actually do the litigating, write the briefs, appear in court, and carry the lawsuit forward. So I decided, you know what, Kansas needs to link arms with Texas and Louisiana and the other states that want to lead this fight against the Biden administration. We have to go on the offensive.
So, Chris, what do you say to those like the Kansas Chamber, for example, who on the same day you announced you were running, announced they opposed your efforts? And in their announcement, they said that having you as AG would, quote, put too much at risk. They also went on to question whether or not you could, quote, adequately and effectively represent Kansas businesses and individuals successfully in court. I know you're a former constitutional law professor. What do you say in response to that?
Well, it's kind of almost ludicrous, isn't it? Someone who taught law was professor of constitutional law for 15 years, was counsel to the U.S. Attorney General, graduated from Yale Law School, and has litigated against the ACLU probably more than any other person in the state of Kansas. So to make that statement is just nonsensical. And I don't think it's really coming from the chamber, even the chamber board. As you know, John, the chamber is a great organization. They're wonderful businesses.
And they endorsed you last time. I mean, they endorsed you for governor.
Sure, and they do a lot of great things, but there are a couple of people who make some of the political decisions at the head of the chamber, and sometimes they do some dumb things. And one of the areas, and you know this, where those few people at who take some of those decisions for the Chamber of Commerce of Kansas, is on immigration.
Yeah.
They want amnesty. They do not want anything that will penalize or stop illegal immigration. They are just they're in league with the ACLU when it comes to immigration. And of course, my history on that issue is well known, and I'm not going to tolerate this ongoing wave of illegal immigration or things that would.
I want to make sure we're up on the hard break. I want to make sure I give the chance if folks are interested. It's chriskobach.com with K's, correct?
Yeah, chriskobach.com.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for coming on again. Best of luck. I'm sure we'll have you on again for sure. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll talk with RNC co-chairman Tommy Hicks. We'll be back right after this.